This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to hour number three of the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Nissan Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world via the internet and on the satellite too, streaming live and online. Now, a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, wherever you're at. Thank you for keeping America free and safe, and to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, along with all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout-out goes to all of our roughnecks working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico and the northern tundra up there, William in Wyoming and your pals up there, plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia, and to the guys and gals, the merchant marine folks that are listening to us, especially the ones that come out of Louisiana bringing the gasoline over here to our great state of Florida, and they listen to us coming out of New Orleans on our affiliate there, and they just listen to us all the way across until they pick up Tampa. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And, of course, you can find us on Twitter, too, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Morning.
Now, I got into a conversation the other night and talked to not only a college professor at one of our rallies that we had at Club 45, but also talked to a friend of mine that is a college professor here at the University of South Florida, talking about the 1619 Project. Now, first of all, what is that?
It is a program that was launched last summer by the New York Times. Now, I'm sure the New York Times collaborated with some others in order to introduce it, but it's one of these that the idea is to launch a debate about the role of slavery in the United States and American history, and it wants to recontextualize, if you will, slavery as the dominant factor in America's founding. And how it was selected when it came to freedoms and natural rights.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then we have something that's coming from the other side to counter it, and they call it the 1776 Unites Project.
Yeah, and that's what it's doing is to uphold the authentic founding virtues and values of the founding of America. It does define, you know, certainly failures such as slavery, but it's putting it all in real context and not it's putting it out there on a factual basis and not as some other kind of agenda. So they're competing essentially with or trying to correct the 1619 Project, but the New York Times just doesn't care.
Okay, well, we got that. And, of course, this is something that people need to be made aware of and kept aware of, because this is happening right now in our schools, our colleges in particular, and we really need to pay attention to this and stay ahead of this, in my humble opinion.
I don't know where it is as far as the school systems go. I mean, it's not like it is a, I don't know if it's a mandatory class in a freshman year or where, if it's just in a liberal arts school or selective school, so I can't really speak to that. But, you know, most classes are you know, by choice in what you take, depending upon the degree that you're seeking.
Okay. Now, moving along, the Trump bump seems to be for real, because we're seeing people benefiting on both sides of the aisle, or I'm sorry, on the right side of the aisle, Republicans, regardless of what they're running for, the popularity and the interest seems to be there, like, big time right now.
Well, the biggest indication of where the party is and where the loyalty is to Trump all comes really down to money, and what people are contributing. And, it is being reported that the Republican Party, the Trump reelection campaign, and political action committees in support of Trump, have just reached some epic numbers that were way beyond what could have been predicted. And certainly as compared with the Democrat side, that they're really very much behind. And that includes, interestingly enough, Buttigieg, who is running out of money, and Elizabeth Warren is also, she's kind of operating on a thin thread of money as well. I can't really speak to Amy Klobuchar's. I think we already know where Biden's is. So, it looks like, well, you know, whatever monies are necessarily coming in or continuing to come in the small campaign contributions, as Bernie Sanders likes to say it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the Democrats are, the party are kind of in trouble, including the fact that they're seeking funding for $85 million to put on a convention in Milwaukee, and that's not going well.
Alrighty, hold that thought. And folks, should be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Got a lot more to talk about. John Brennan back in the news again. The coronavirus also. And Afghanistan, is the peace talk going to work? We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, weekend edition, hour number three.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contact in the Desert.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Now, you can go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and on the right side tab is a USCCA red, white, and blue logo link. Click on that link, and the screen will come open, and it will say, enter to win your opportunity for a free gun and the $25,000 cash giveaway to be given away sometime after Labor Day. So, a window will drop down, you sign up to win the free gun, and then another window will drop down, you sign up to win the $25,000, and while you're there, take a look at becoming a member, because membership does have its advantages, and they've got three levels of membership, and depending on which level of membership that you decide to take, you can get up to $474 worth of free stuff. But you'll also get a chance to win $25,000 cash to be given away right after Labor Day by the USCCA. Now, it's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there, and there you go. All righty, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, Denise, we have to say hello to somebody. The expert relocator, paper relocator up there in Valdosta, Georgia, known as James. So good morning to James. He's saying, good morning, Mrs. Simon.
Thank you. Good morning.
There you go. And it's always nice to react, get reactions from the listeners. And Richard and Maureen also chimed in. So there you go. Now, I want to talk about the gift that keeps on giving, John Brennan.
he made a comment. It wasn't all that horrible, but he made a comment, and he said Trump supporters are a very debased group of people. Was he calling us deplorable?
Well, he called us debased, I guess.
I know, but is that the new word now? We're debased?
Well, it's just his, but, you know, whatever. It's fun how they, you know, get to keep calling us names.
Okay, now I see this little message here. And by the way, Flip is saying good morning. So good morning to Flip.
Good morning, Flip.
Yeah. Yep, and now I saw yesterday where the Devin Nunes lawsuit against Fusion GPS was dismissed by the judge. Now, is that judge by chance an Obama appointee, or don't we know?
Let's see who this judge was. I was kind of surprised because he actually did this. He and his attorney actually did this on a RICO case.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not convinced. I have to go read the original complaint when it comes to how he packaged it as a RICO case. But the judge was Liam O'Grady.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that I've not heard of. But there was a motion to dismiss by Fusion GPS's attorneys, and it was so ordered, so there wasn't even an oral argument.
By the way, I think we got a call from our favorite caller here. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain. How's it going?
What's your question, sir?
Coronavirus. Do they have any quick detection? Are they on the works for having something that can detect it and diagnose it quickly? And the second thing is, it's a lot worse in China, I think, than they are telling us. And when I say a lot worse, I mean way worse. Otherwise, it wouldn't shut down a lot of their economy and millions of people. And how are we doing as far as a vaccine going? Okay, that's it.
Well, I'll take number one. How about the detection kits? The kits that they had are functionally not working. They're working on correcting them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about kits, and the word was he used was they.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who the they is. We have abilities here that we're using are likely very different than those being used in China,
right,
and or any place else, like on board these ships. Apparently what they're doing is just taking temperatures in many cases. So we believe that a vaccine will be, I think one or two are in process right now and somewhat being laboratory tested. But to go to full-blown usage is more than a year out. Is it worse than is being reported? That is absolutely the allegations made by an awful lot of people within the global medical community, and certainly here in the United States, we believe so too. But you know, they're being very cautious on how they package this. It's very interesting that Trump listed four Chinese newspapers or media outlets as, I forgot the term they use, but essentially he discredited those four because they were run by the Chinese Communist Party and they're putting out propaganda when it comes to the coronavirus.
Now the Russians are coming and they're all over the place, and they're helping Donald Trump, and they're helping Bernie Sanders, and it's going to be so terrible. Well, let me just state a fact here for the moment. As of right now, the sources that I have in the intelligence department and intelligence agencies that I talk to on a regular basis are telling me there is no, end of quote, no intelligence of any type. There are rumors, but there's no intelligence.
Well, McGuire, who is the acting lead to DNI, gave a, had somebody in his shop by the name of Shelby Pearson that gave a classified briefing to the House Intelligence Committee. And apparently a team also went over to the Bernie Sanders campaign with Bernie Sanders and told him that there are indications that Russia may be interfering. Now, the words apparently that are used are very interesting in this, in these briefings, and we don't know what they are because it's classified.
Right.
But somebody on the House Intelligence Committee couldn't wait to run on over to the New York Times and say, well, Trump and crowd are back at it again with the Russians.
Right.
Which, you know, that somebody breached a classified hearing in doing that. But they neglected to really say that it's also Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
So now, and what's particularly interesting is that Brennan steps in it and says, hey, you intelligence officials, do not resign. Do not let Trump blow up the Intelligence Committee because, you know, they're doing the right thing. Well, we're not so sure about all that.
Right.
So, McGuire is out of a job, and he is being replaced by, on an acting basis, by our German ambassador, Richard Grenell.
Yep.
He's still keeping the ambassadorship, and, of course, everybody is all up in arms because he doesn't have the bona fides to take over that job. Well, the very first lead person of the DNI happened to be an ambassador.
That's right.
Ponte.
That's right.
So, anyway, McGuire in an acting role was to be out of a job, I think, in 3 weeks anyway,
mm-hmm.
because I think they can only stay in there a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. And in 3 weeks,
200 days
is up. And that's why he is just designating Richard Grenell
mm-hmm.
to step in. It doesn't mean it's a permanent thing. Mm-hmm. It just means that McGuire has to go because of, you know, an expiration date,
mm-hmm.
and Grenell will step in an acting role for a while. But now, he doesn't give up his ambassador.
Now, back to the coronavirus for just a minute. We know that the coronavirus has moved on because now South Korea has seen a spike in cases, and we know that that's, and by the way, four military people have come down with this thing now, too.
Well, we have an opportunity to be in South Korea because obviously they're much more friendly to us than China is. And so, it's interesting to follow the traffic pattern in South Korea and how that happens.
All righty. I will talk to you Monday morning bright and early, and I might see you sooner than that. So we'll see you when I see you.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes. Coming right back right after these messages. I'll see you on the break.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. a temporary truce between the United States and the Taliban took effect, setting the stage for the two sides to sign a peace deal next week aimed at ending 18 years of war in Afghanistan and bringing U.S. troops home. If successfully implemented, the week-long Reduction in Violence Agreement, which is now in force, will be followed by the signing of the peace accord on February 29th, wrapping up America's longest-running conflict and fulfilling one of President Donald Trump's main campaign promises. At least 18 Americans who returned home from a quarantine cruise ship are now infected with the new virus, bringing the number of the cases in the United States to 35. The U.S. tally dates back to January 21st and includes three people who were evacuated from the central China city of Wuhan, where the outbreak began. More than 76,000 cases have been reported worldwide, with the majority in China. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now, of course, we do broadcast in the Eastern Time Zone, and on the weekend our show is played at all sorts of times, daytime, nighttime, middle of the day, whatever, around the country on our affiliates. And you will hear that because we are broadcasting live right now. It is 4:33 a.m. where I'm at in the Eastern Coast on a Saturday morning. And, of course, it goes out live, and then our stations get to play it whenever they want to because it's up on a satellite running on a loop all weekend long. Now, I will tell you, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive and those Moss Nissan dealerships. They got three of them. And while most new car dealerships have as few as 30 pre-owned vehicles available for sale because they want to keep selling the new ones, over and over again, our economy has shifted to the point to where some people can't afford to buy a new car anymore. They instead trade up or they just trade again and wind up with a certified pre-owned car with the best deal it can get. Well, let me tell you, we got people driving down here from Georgia, people coming in here from Alabama, from Mississippi, from South Florida up here to visit one of the Moss Nissan dealerships because of four words, you serve, you save. And also because of the Moss wholesale to the public prices on their certified pre-owned vehicles. Now, three dealerships to serve you. hundreds of clean pre-owned cars and trucks to choose from. Matter of fact, they've even got car dealers that will come to Moss dealership with a car carrier and load up anywhere from 2 to 3 to 5 to 7 to 9, whatever they can get on the big car carriers, and take them back to their car dealership because they need good, high-quality, certified pre-owned vehicles. Now, if you buy a certified pre-owned vehicle from Moss Nissan, you know you'll get peace of mind because every car bought comes with Moss Care. And with Moss Care, you get lifetime oil changes, lifetime tire rotation, special treatments for both the interior and exterior of your car to keep it looking new, credit and deposit protection, and a whole bunch more, too. So think about this for a second. Think about this for a second. You can save thousands of dollars at Moss Nissan and their pre-owned vehicles, which are all marked wholesale to the public. And with the locations I'm about to tell you about, there's one probably close to you. Now, the original Moss Nissan, US 19 and 54, Newport Richey, then, of course, the one up in Crystal River at US 19, you got the Moss Wholesale to the Public Certified Pre-Owned Dealership in Homosassa Springs on US 19. And now on in Tampa, North Tampa, you've got at 11001 North Florida Avenue, not only Moss Nissan, but also Moss Acura, right next to the Florida Avenue Nissan store at 11001 North Florida Avenue. So check them out online by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes, tell them the captain sent you. You'll save even more money because that little statement right there, tell them the captain sent you, is worth $500 discount to you off your vehicle. $500. Now, not to be outdone, confirmation came yesterday from Minnesota. Well, actually, it came 2 days ago, sorry, from a Minnesota lawmaker, state lawmaker, who's a Somali, came in from Somalia, and he's become an American citizen, lives up there in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, knows Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, those of her campaign, and he's just had it with her lying. And he came out and said, Congressman Ilhan Omar did, in fact, marry her brother to get him into the United States of America and get him a student loan so he could attend college. Now, what I'm going to say to begin with may astound you, because some of you may think that, well, that's bad. That's really bad. Well, it's not as bad as what I'm about to tell you. It's fraud, number one. And number two, it's a violation of the immigration laws. And her brother should have been charged, picked up, because the marriage doesn't even count. Because they weren't married in the United States. It's a Sharia marriage, one of those. It's a totally different thing. But anyway, unbelievable. And by the way, she took her time in divorcing the brother because she wanted to make sure that he got the money for his loan so he could go to school. And he did. And then she married this other guy that she was with and divorced him, and now she's hanging out with some campaign guru from California. But the fact of the matter is, if there's a God in heaven and honest people in the Congress, then we need to start ringing the phones off the hook and say, hey, expel, E-X-P-E-L, expel Congresswoman Ilhan Omar from Congress. Bring her up on charges. Make her prove her innocence, which she can't. Because the proof is there. By the way, there's also a Minneapolis, Minnesota newspaper reporter who has documented proof about this, who first brought it out a couple of years ago, and he's back in the mix too. And we need to get rid of her. We need to remove her from Congress. She is not a patriotic American citizen. She does not participate the way everybody else does. I have seen her at functions. I have seen her at functions where she doesn't stop to put her hand over her heart when we play our national anthem. She tweets. She does all sorts of stuff. And by the way, we saw it during the impeachment hearings. All right, let me see here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, sir. This is Eric in Seminole. Okay. I have a little issue with wind and the landline. So, hey, I was real quick. You were talking about Ilhan Omar, basically disrespect, if you will. What I feel disrespectful to just national protocol, if you will, national manners. The 1619 Project and that sort of mindset is pervasive. I have an elementary age student.
It's supposed to be. It's supposed to go from college all the way back down to the beginning. They're trying to change the mentality.
Absolutely. Luckily, in the school that he attends, there's none of that. We send him to a parochial private institution because, number one, we're blessed enough to be able to do that, mm-hmm. and number two, over my dead body. After the other two older, now Marines mm-hmm. have graduated their high school and the stuff.
Wait a minute. You mean your second son's back in the Corps again?
Negative. He's once a Marine, always a Marine. He's still looking into the construction battalion CB route.
Okay.
With the Navy right now, and he's concurrently attending a physical therapy program as far as wanting to get into the physical therapy field
right.
at college. Real quick now, how does this also pertains to the disrespect of the institutions and what we're seeing, in my opinion, with the report that just came out, and you posted it last night, the report that had come out regarding, there was an intelligence briefing at the House Intelligence, and Russia's out to help, and Russia. Mm-hmm. The seeds of that story was being planted, in my opinion, late last spring,
mm-hmm.
and if you may remember, that our former governor, now Senator Rick Scott, was suddenly informed, oh, Russia tried to hack your election system. And, sent up a Red Star cluster, whiskey tango over.
Right.
So that's starting to trickle in. And now you're seeing if I'm not mistaken, Hillary Clinton has come out saying, oh, I think Russia's, starting
yep.
to do this stuff. And
she did.
The Russia. I feel it is an establishment attack on the two renegade, if you will, to be nice, renegade candidates and president, former candidate President Trump and now candidate Bernie Sanders. They don't like, call it what you want, and they don't like outsiders who aren't willing to play the game that the establishment thinks that there should be a, quote, quid pro quo.
Right.
There's that Latin phrase again. We're going to do for you, but you got to do for us. And I think that it's coming out of the Washington Post. Well, Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post, owns Amazon. Amazon's in talks with the Pentagon and has secured other classified contracts with the Pentagon to the tune of greater than $600 million. And now Amazon, Bezos, is taking the Trump administration to court because of some other stuff. What I'm saying is this is a destabilization operation going on.
Okay. Here comes the music. We got a dash.
Yeah, roger that, sir.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Eric. All right, that's Eric in Seminole. We appreciate him calling in and always appreciate hearing from him. And we had somebody else call in the mix and couldn't get to the caller, so if you want to call back, got one more segment to do it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this final segment of the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is the home terminal here, right here in the Tampa Bay area, but they're part of a 206 franchise location all across the United States, and we're going to give you a Freedom Boat Club beach and boating forecast right now. Alrighty, well, for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, and to all of you folks that are down here, spring training has started down here, the Grapefruit League in Florida, the Cactus League out there in Arizona. But down here in Florida, it's going to be a little breezy. However, it'll still be a weekend you can be out on a boat. Now, small craft should use caution today for one simple reason. There's going to be winds this morning out of the northeast blowing up to 20 miles an hour. Might be some higher gusts. And then during the course of the day, the winds will calm down, go down between 10 to 15 miles per hour. Seas will start out 3 to 5 foot, and it will be choppy. The Gulf and Bay water temperatures today are at 70 degrees. We had our high tide at 12:30 a.m., our low tide coming at 8 a.m. It's going to be sunny today. That'll be the nice thing. It's going to be a little bit cool out on the water, but you can handle it. It's not going to be that terrible. Tonight's going to be much colder, and I would suggest you don't get out on the water unless you're dressed properly for it, because with the wind blowing around and the temperatures in the 30s and 40s, it ain't going to be pretty. So there you go. Now, the beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Now, the Freedom Boat Club nationally has 206 locations, which are located in the USA, many of which are located where I have a radio affiliate right now. Now, they have 3 locations in Canada, 6 in France. Yep, that's France. Parlez-vous français. They have 1 in the United Kingdom and 1 in Australia. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay currently has 450 boats with 30 ports. They're going up to 600 boats by the end of the year. They're going up to 50 ports from 30 to 50 and 450 boats to 600. And this is the largest franchise here in Tampa Bay of all of them across the country. This is the big one right here with the big kahuna. Now, they have a special offer as a result. If you want to join the Freedom Boat Club, you snowbirds while you're down here, people on vacations and tours, people that live here, if you want to join the Freedom Boat Club, right now you'll get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. But if you happen to be active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in a medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher too, you'll get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 for $1,500 off the one-time membership fee, and then all you pay is the balance due, and then after that, you pay a monthly charge to be a member. It's that simple. But here's the big thing. Your membership also gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations, wherever they might happen to be. So just go to the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM to find out more. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. It opens the door wide slap open for you. All right. Greyhound Bus Lines, which is the largest bus line in the country, they basically are the survivor of Trailways and all these other bus lines that were out there. They bought all the bus lines, intermediate lines, to make them the largest passenger carrier. And by the way, they also carry freight. Greyhound Bus Lines also carries freight on their buses too. They said that the Customs and Border Patrol can no longer board their buses to do immigration checks or searches without a search warrant in their hand. Okay. They are not the only bus company to say that. There's 2 other bus companies, one out of New York that runs Miami on a regular basis, and another one in California that runs off the border, that runs up to San Francisco, north-south off the border, down there at south of L.A. Now, I don't know, but seems to me, and I'll get into this again, there's only one law enforcement agency that, to my knowledge, has permission to pull you over and search your vehicle, and you can't say boo about it, and those are the game wardens. Now, there's something that was set up with the way the game wardens are operating, to where they did not need a search warrant to look for anything they were looking for. Well, maybe when you're talking about illegal people being transported by whatever means, that includes getting on a bus, maybe we ought to give the Customs and Border Patrol a little extra authority. Because it's only logical, if they're running the border, that might be the way that some of the illegals would try to move from point A to point B. Now, what do I know? I don't. I'm just saying, to me, that makes sense. By the way, I think this is Eric again chiming in. Let's see what he said. DNC equals ANC. It's an international movement. Well, you're right. You're right, Eric. It isn't an international movement. The movement against the United States and the president, this again, comes from the Democratic Socialists, they call the Justice Democrats, and they're not afraid to tell you about themselves. The only thing is, they're trying to camouflage themselves right now, and they're trying to intertwine with the Republicans, and in some cases come forward as candidates for various offices. Predominantly, the offices that these people are running for, the Justice Democrats, are state positions or county positions, because Soros is putting money in to help the campaigns of some of these people through his charity, the United States. And he's trying to get people at the local level in district attorney's positions, state attorney's positions, judge positions, county city council, county legislator, that sort of thing, and in a few cases, state rep or state senator. Now, never mind the rest of it, because we all know about that, but it's gone a lot deeper now as they're trying to, his thoughts, not mine, what we've heard, they're trying to change the very core of America, if they can. So you need to vet the candidates very closely, ladies and gentlemen. You need to do that. And you need to make sure that the person you're voting for is the person they say they are, because you're liable to get duped. You're liable to get duped. Just saying. We don't need to have any of that. And by the way, on Monday, we're going to continue talking about on the program, live at 2 a.m. Monday morning. We're going to be continuing to talk about Hunter Biden and the different things that he did. We told you about the money he made with Amtrak as a board chairman. We also told you about what he did after he officially left as an official employee, full-time employee, at the credit card bank in Delaware, how he continued to get paid money, his retainer of $100,000 a year, which was just fun money to him. He probably blew most of it on drugs, to be honest with you, now that we know what we know. And don't forget that the Trump bump, the president's Trump bump, is real. America's slow recovery from the Great Recession. Remember that? Well, first 3 years of the Trump economy proves that the low growth is far from inevitable, and common sense policies such as tax cuts, regulatory reform, and energy independence have all coincided with a remarkable turnaround. Because at the end of 2019, real GDP, was 1.4% or $260 billion, much higher than the economists projected. So things are doing well. Could they do better? Sure. Will they do better? I do believe so. Because Donald Trump will be reelected as president to continue on the basis that he's been doing. And again, to coin a phrase from James Carville, it's all about the economy, stupid. It's the economy, stupid. Remember that. All right, I'll see you all Monday morning, everybody. We hope you have a great weekend. Stay warm wherever you're at. Stay out of the snow if you can do that. Stay out of the rain and the flooding if you can do that, too. And I'll see you right here on this station. God bless America. Stay safe. Remember, it's all about we the people. And I'll see you Monday.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.